So we pretending we are very good person, we farming, you know. See, we knew it. Sooner or later, communist government, you know, they will get us, you know. So since we arrived in that new province, then we farming, you know, very nice, you know. So after probably like 7 months, so the Mian District Council in that Senyabuli, see, younger people, then they know Thailand, you know, they crossing the border, mm-hmm. go to Thailand, you know, they knew it, you know, communists, someday we'll get those kids, you know, mm-hmm. to fight whatever they don't
yeah.
know.
Uh-huh.
So that district council, you know, talked to my uncle, said, now, I did promise the government to brought you guys here. But those youngsters, you know, mm-hmm. they keep crossing border.
Uh-huh.
If the communist government, they know about that, I got caught.
Uh-huh.
So then he left the country first.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, before he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
So he left the country to Thailand. We walk from that province, I believe, oh, like 7 days, 7 nights.
And just walking?
Yeah,
no
walking,
cars,
yes.
No boat, just walking.
Yeah, so that district council, he left first. So then my uncle, which means from other side of country's district council,
mm-hmm.
so he said, well, he talked to my cousin, we want to go to Thailand. We need to move, otherwise someday, you know, communists behind, you know, we trouble, you know. But we don't know how to go. But he, my uncle did send four people as my cousin go to Thailand, you know, searching, you know, make sure the road is safe, you know. See, in that time, you know, the communist government, they don't want people flee Laos.
Uh-huh.
They put
they
the bomb landmine
yeah,
alongside
the
road.
Them.
Yeah, yeah, they want to keep the people in Laos.
Mm-hmm.
So, my cousin, you know, he just married. Like, let's put just engage. Then my uncle said, well, after you engage, leave your wife behind with us. You and with those three people, you know, so you go see the road, how to go to Thailand, how to move to Thailand, you know, safe for us, for family, you know, for all the people, you know. So those four people, then they went to Thailand. When they're on their way to Thailand, that's perfectly good. That when they're coming home, you know, they said, coming home, pick up us, we all 60, 70 people, you know, or 70 family, you know, go together, you know. Then when my cousin came from the Thailand, you know, passed the border of Laos and Thailand, then he stepped on landmine. And he lost both legs. Yeah, his name's Ichim.
Ichim
Sally, you know. And he's lost both legs. And one of the guys, you know, dead with him already. And two survived. But
so two of the four that went died?
Four of those, two survived.
Uh-huh.
And one dead immediately.
Uh-huh.
Then my cousin, the landmine just hit bow leg, but he still can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And those two survived, you know, and my cousin told those two guys said, you just go home and tell my uncle, this is what happened to me, you know. Just tell him, take good care of my wife, you know, and my parents, you know. And those two guys said, what should we do with you, you know? And he said, now you guys saw it. My bow leg gone already,
mm-hmm.
and just leave me some water and rice for me. That's it. Don't worry. Then when those two guys got to our village, and that's very bad news. And my uncle, as the district council, said, David, you and your cousin must go out there and pick up your cousin home. You know. Then myself and two more cousins, we went out there almost get to the landmine field, you know. And those two guys survived at the bomb at the same time, said, no. People dead is dead already. You can't go. If go, you dead again, you know. So we just can't think about it, you know. So we just coming back home, and unfortunately, you know, we don't see him. Mm-hmm. You know, we did not have chance to talk to him. And when we got home, and my uncle said, well, you guys do the best you guys can, you know, but however, so now we have to move on.